Jaylen Warren just posted a career year as Pittsburgh's lead back, and the Steelers immediately went and signed another one. He finished RB17. He's the 28th back off the board. The gap is the value. The new signing is the catch. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was the best of his career. 211 carries for 958 yards, 6 touchdowns, plus 40 catches. 13.6 a game, RB19 per game, RB17 in total on a clean touchdown rate. The signature was a week 16 against Detroit, 143 rushing yards, 2 scores, 29 points. After 3 years behind Najee Harris, he finally got the lead role and produced with it. The arc shows the breakout in context. 5'8", 11'6", 8'3", and now 13'6", a backup who took a step up every time his snaps did and posted a career high the year he led the backfield. What the data says, the production is real and the touchdown rate is clean. At 22%, there's no luck to give back. In the receiving role, 40 catches is the sticky kind that travels. On his 2025 usage, RB28 is too cheap. The problem isn't the player, it's whether he keeps the workload muffed. Because the situation, per the reports, is the whole catch. Najee Harris left, which opened the job, but Pittsburgh signed Rico Dowdle, coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, to a 2-year deal, and the early read is a committee in which Dowdle may lead the touches. Warren has never been a true bell cow, and the Steelers just paid for a reason he might not become one now. The price, pick 70, the 28th back. Verdict, watch list, his 2025 production says he's underpriced at RB28, but the Dowdle signing turns a clear lead role into a genuine timeshare, and that's exactly why the market discounted him. The counter for him, he's the incumbent who just finished RB17 with a secure passing down role that floors his value even in a split. Against teams don't pay a free agent back to sit, and Warren's never won a workload outright. September watch, the carry split with Rico Dowdle, the entire bet. In the receiving usage, the part of his role that survives a committee. Your guys, every week, that closes batch 2 of the next 50, the countdown rolls on.